Welcome to the CVOR podcast. This podcast is made for those CVOR operators, such as landscapers, electricians, towing operations, bus companies, trucking companies, anyone who has a CVOR wants to know everything that there is to know about operating a CVOR company. I'm your host, Chris Harris. Thanks for joining me every week. Does my pickup truck need a CVOR? Do I have to do a vehicle inspection every day? Do I need a logbook? These questions and more answered in this episode of the CVOR podcast. Welcome. I'm going to put a couple of links into the show notes down below because there's some great material on the internet for you. My friends over at Fleet Complete, specifically Mark Monsignon, did a great job of outlining this, and I will put a link to Mark's article down below. It's the blog.fleetcomplete.com. So that will be down in the show notes. Do you need a CVOR when you are operating a pickup truck for personal use? Well, first of all, the answer is maybe. Okay, I know. Generally speaking, vehicles that have a registered gross weight or a combined gross weight when you're towing your trailer and all that kind of stuff of more than 4,500 kg, you need a CVOR. However, if you are driving a pickup truck, there are some useful exemptions that you can get up to 6,500 kg and not need a CVOR. What are those exemptions? Well, the first one is that it has to be personal use. So personal use, what is personal use? Generally defined as without compensation. The second criteria that you're gonna hear often throughout all of this, because I'm gonna answer some commonly asked questions, is that the pickup truck, the bed of the pickup truck has to be the same as the manufacturer installed it. So if it's Ford, GM, or Dodge, it has to be their pickup truck bed at the back without modification, or it has to be the same as the original. For instance, if your truck was involved in a crash and you replaced it, well, of course, now it's not the original, but it's the same as the original, again, without modification. So specifically, MTO says it like this. You can have a manufacturer gross vehicle weight rating, that's a GVWR, of 6,500 kg or less. You got to be fitted with either the original unmodified box that was installed by the manufacturer or an unmodified replacement box that duplicates the one installed by the manufacturer. So those are the exceptions to the 4,500 kg rule. Let's ask some questions now. Does my pickup truck and trailer require annual inspections? Or said another way, does it require yellow stickers? So the answer for that one, annual inspections are required, or yellow stickers are required, if the registered gross weight of the pickup truck exceeds 4,500 kg, or the actual or combined gross weight is 4,500 kg. However, if it falls under your personal use, so pickup trucks with a GVWR, that's gross vehicle weight rating of 6,500 kg or less, and the pickup truck is fitted with the original box, as I previously stated, and the pickup truck is being used for personal use without compensation, and neither the pickup truck nor the trailer is carrying commercial tools or cargo or equipment of the type normally used for commercial purposes. So there can't be a commercial use here. Even if you're not getting paid, supposedly, you can't have commercial tools. So if it's 6,500 kg and less, and it's truly personal use, then you don't need a yellow sticker. You don't need annual inspections. A second question. My pickup truck has a manufacturer gross weight of greater than 6,500 kg, can I still claim the personal use exemption? And the short answer to that one is no. If it's more than 6,500 kg, there is no personal use exemption. I have a modified pickup truck and remove the original box provided by the manufacturer. Well, the answer to that question is no, because you've now modified the box. As I stated quite clearly, the MTO says it has to be the original box or an unmodified original box, or the same as the original box if it was a replacement. So pretty simple on that one. Another great question, is the equipment mounted inside? So this is inside the box now. Is the equipment mounted inside the bed of the pickup truck, and for example, a fifth wheel for a gooseneck RV? Is that considered modification preventing me from being able to claim the personal use exemption? And the answer to that is no, if you meet all the other criteria. So the other criteria meaning that it's less than 6,500 kg, you're doing this without compensation, the rest of the box is unmodified, and there's no tools or equipment generally used for commercial purposes, well, then it is truly being used as a personal use vehicle, and you would you haven't modified the box, and it's inside of the box. What if you use your commercial pickup truck sometimes for commercial work, such as during the week, and then on the weekends it's a personal use vehicle? Does it require an annual or a yellow sticker? Well, here's what it is. While the pickup truck is being used for commercial purposes, if it meets any of the following criteria, it requires an annual inspection and a yellow sticker. So the first criteria is, does it exceed 4,500 kg? If it does, you need the annuals. Gross weight and the combination with the trailer, if it's over 4,500 kg, and of course the GVWR and the trailer have a registered gross weight of more than 4,500 kg. If the motor carrier uses the same pickup to tow a personal use trailer on the weekend, the pickup truck will have to display the annual sticker. All right, so you can't move these vehicles between personal use and commercial use. Once it is being used commercially, you are held to all the other rules of a commercial motor vehicle. So if it's over 4,500 kg, you need the annual sticker. You're going to need to do a vehicle inspection every time you go to drive it. You are subject to the hours of service rules and regulations, like, all right, it's a commercial vehicle. Another great question. In what circumstance, if any, is a pickup truck exempt from the requirements to have a valid CVOR certificate? And again, if it's under 6,500 kg, being used for personal purposes, no commercial equipment, and the box is unmodified, well, then that is truly personal use, and you don't need a CVOR certificate. In what circumstance, if any, is a pickup truck driver exempt from the requirements to complete a vehicle inspection? Again, here, if it is a personal use, not part-time personal use, 100% personal use, in other words, you can't use the truck during the week for commercial purposes and then on the weekend say, oh, I'm exempt. No, it doesn't work that way. It has to be being used all the time for personal use without compensation. The box has to be unmodified, and you can't exceed the 6,500 kg limit. Whether it's just the truck or the truck and trailer combo, you can't exceed that. All right. In what circumstance, if any, is a pickup truck driver exempt from the requirements to complete a daily log? And again, if you meet all of the criteria for personal use, you don't have to complete a daily log. If you use the pickup truck at any time for commercial, as a commercial vehicle, then you don't meet the exemption for personal use, and you would have to complete your daily log. All right, so that's it. Does my pickup truck need a CVOR? Do you need an annual sticker? And do you or are you exempt from the hours of service or the daily vehicle inspection? I hope I've answered those questions for you. If you've got another great question, please email me, chris@cvor.ca. I'd love to answer your questions. And that's it for this week. Have a great week. And this week's CVOR test prep question. The CVOR system automatically identifies operator for review when poor safety performance is identified based on the operator's overall violation rate. Is this true or false? The CVOR system automatically identifies operator for review when the poor safety performance is identified based on the operator's overall violation rate. That is true. True would be the answer to that one. Hey, thanks for sticking with us. This is the CVOR podcast where we talk about everything CVOR related. If you're getting value, please click like and subscribe. And don't forget about our contest. Leave me a comment. And if I choose your suggestion for content on another episode, I will be thankful and give you access to the CVOR driver file course. All right, so leave me a comment with suggestions for topics. All right, that's it for this week. Safety Dog and the CVOR podcast is out.